The news is read by Susan Jackson.
The Israeli military has said the body of a hostage that Hamas handed over from Gaza yesterday is not that of Shiri Bibas. It also claimed that her two young sons, whose bodies were returned, had been murdered in captivity. The military has accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement and demanded that the body of Shiri Bibas be returned. Hamas has not yet commented. The Israeli military also said that forensic identifications confirmed that one of the four bodies handed over yesterday is that of Oded Lifshitz, a peace activist in his 80s. Initial tests for avian influenza or bird flu on a sample from a Monaghan poultry farm have come back negative. There had been fears of an outbreak of the virus on the site near the border. Our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.
Irish poultry farms are at significant risk from bird flu at the moment, with five cases detected in wild birds across the country since December, but none so far on a commercial site. Yesterday, samples were taken from a farm in North Monaghan amid fears of an outbreak there. However, initial samples have tested negative for the virus. Further testing will take place today to confirm that finding. Last week, an outbreak of bird flu was confirmed on a farm in Tyrone. Since Monday, a Department of Agriculture housing order for all poultry and captive birds has been in effect, with a similar measure in place in the north. Bird flu poses a low risk to humans, and foods such as chicken and eggs are still safe to eat.
Campaigning is reaching the final stages in the German election, which takes place on Sunday. At an event in Berlin last night, the frontrunner to be the next chancellor, the conservative Christian Democrats leader Friedrich Merz, pledged to restore Germany to a leadership role in Europe. The campaign has been dominated by the rise in the far-right Alternative for Germany party, the country's stagnant economy, Russia's invasion of Ukraine and immigration. From Berlin, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The election is taking place against the unprecedented strain in the transatlantic relationship, which seems to become more frayed with each daily utterance from President Donald Trump. At a campaign rally in Darmstadt, Friedrich Merz, the CDU candidate, said he hoped America would not slide into an authoritarian populist system. The threat of US tariffs is a major concern for a country which has been in recession for 2 years and whose automotive sector, the backbone of the economy, has been struggling with job losses. Voters have registered the economy as a number one concern. Germany's economic model, recently built on cheap Russian gas and a willing export market in China, has been turned on its head, partly due to the war in Ukraine. The far-right AfD is hoping to exploit rising unemployment and deepening concerns over irregular immigration for electoral gain. The party has doubled its support since the last election and is due to win second place. Chancellor Scholz's Social Democrats is languishing in third place at 16%. The CDU is expected to win 30%, but will need at least one partner to form a coalition. The party has ruled out working with the AfD. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Berlin.
The Irish state is to take part in an international property conference in France next month in an effort to attract investment into residential construction. Senior officials from the Department of Housing and the Department of Enterprise will be joined by executives from the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund, the IDA, and the property industry. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Next month, the European Real Estate Investment Conference takes place in Cannes. It's a major forum for attracting finance to property sectors around the world. With concerns that major funds are pulling out of residential construction in Ireland, the state will take part in the event to woo investors for the first time. A number of sovereign wealth funds and pension companies have signed up to attend Irish presentations. It's estimated Ireland will require €18 billion a year in private investment to meet the government's target of building 300,000 homes over the next 5 years.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation. The Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Wet and windy to begin, with spells of occasionally heavy rain, with some spot flooding possible. Brighter conditions with sunny spells and scattered showers will gradually extend from the west in the afternoon. Highest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southeast winds will reach gale or strong gale force this morning on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea, continuing for a time this afternoon between Fairhead and Carnsore Point and on the Irish Sea. And south to southwest winds will occasionally reach gale force 8 this evening and early tonight on Irish coastal waters from Slinehead to Rosson Point to Mullinhead.